Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever
we're moving on up.
Moving on up. To the east side. To a deluxe apartment.
Do you like this dress, George?
It's great. Great.
Well, how about this one?
Fantastic.
Well, maybe I should wear this.
Yeah, that'd be better.
George!
I said it's nice. What's that supposed to be?
I need your help. What do you want me to wear to Lionel's wedding?
Nothing.
Well, okay, but it's gonna shock the minister.
You know what I mean. Anything's all right with me.
I know what you mean, all right. You mean you still don't like the idea of Lionel marrying Jenny Willis.
I agreed to it, didn't I?
Sure. The same way you agreed to go to the dentist. And don't forget to order your suit for the wedding.
I got plenty of time.
The wedding's only a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, but anything could happen between now and then.
Like what?
Well, Lionel could come to a senses.
George, for Lionel's sake, try to be happy about the wedding, please.
Okay, I'll be happy. See?
Good. Now, tell me honestly, which dress do you like best?
The blue one.
Thank you, George. There isn't a blue one.
That's why I like it.
Good morning.
Hi, Mr. Bentley. Come in.
Thank you.
What do you want?
I've got something for you, Mr. J.
Something for me? What is it?
I haven't the foggiest idea.
How can you give me something if you don't know what it is?
Now, the postman popped this into my mailbox by mistake.
It's from my lawyers. Just some papers for the store.
Oh, what a coincidence. I just heard from my lawyer, too.
Nothing serious, I hope.
Oh, it was about my will.
Oh, I hate thinking about wills and dying.
Oh, no, I'm making out what they call a living will. You see, I think a man's got a right to die, don't you, Mr. J?
Only if he's been tried and found guilty.
I can't stand the thought of my lying there, paralyzed, my eyes staring vacantly into space.
Look, if you can't handle your liquor, don't drink.
Are you talking about people being kept alive on machines?
Exactly. So my living will states that if ever I'm in a hopeless condition, I'd rather be taken off the machines, even if it hastens the moment of death. I just wouldn't want to be a vegetable.
Don't worry about it, Bentley. I'll be happy to come over and pull your plug anytime.
Thank you, Mr. J. You're a true friend. Oh, I say, what lovely dresses.
Oh, they're for Lionel's wedding. Which one would you choose?
Well, it would depend on what shoes I was wearing. Oh. It's a funny thing, but my lawyer was just talking about weddings and the sad case of Mr. Haywood.
Who's Mr. Haywood?
He's this very poor oral surgeon. That is, he's not a poor surgeon. He's a very good surgeon who lost all his money.
Oh, how'd he do that, gambling?
No, it was the Haywood curse.
What's the Haywood curse?
Mrs. Haywood. She took him for everything he had.
Well, that guy must have been a real sucker then. He should have known what she was before he married her.
Ah, but she seemed such a sweet young thing.
Yeah, that's the worst kind.
What do you mean, the worst kind? You talk like all women are gold diggers.
Not all of them. Some women marry poor guys.
Like I did.
That's right. And if I'd had all my money then, I'd have looked at you twice.
What?
Just kidding, Wheezy.
Of course, if Haywood had listened to my lawyer, he'd still be a rich man today.
Oh, you mean he could have stopped his wife from ripping him off?
Certainly, by signing a prenuptial agreement.
What's a prenuptial agreement?
It keeps them from going to bed together.
No. It simply spells out what will happen in the event of a divorce. How much the lady will get. Or rather, how much she won't get.
Oh, that's cold.
No, it ain't. It's very cool.
Yes, my lawyer thinks it's hot stuff, too. Of course, it can't take away a woman's right to claim support.
But it can take away her right to claim 7 cleaning stores.
What are you talking about?
Nothing, Wheezy, nothing. And that's all there is to it? All I have to do is get her to sign one of those agreements before she gets married.
That's all.
Thanks, Bentley. Been nice talking to you. Pity can't stay.
Oh, can't I? Well, toodle-pip.
Same to you.
I know what you're up to, George, and I don't like it.
Don't you want me to be happy about the wedding?
Of course I do.
Okay, well, the only way I can be happy is if Lionel gets Jenny to sign one of those agreements.
You'll only make him mad and angry.
My own son mad at me? You gotta be kidding.
He'll be furious.
Oh, yeah? How much you want to bet?
Bet? Oh, okay, George. But not money. Something more delicious. I got it. If Lionel get mad at you, you'll kiss all the Willises and say how happy you are to welcome them into the family.
Kiss all the Willises.
Jenny, Helen, and Tom.
Okay, you got a bet.
Good. This bet is going to be right up your alley, George.
Oh, yeah, why you say that?
You've been trying to kiss off the Willises for years.
Hi, Pop.
Lionel, hey. Good to see you, son. How about a little talk?
Oh, I don't have much time. I'm on my way up to see Jenny.
What a coincidence. I was just thinking about Jenny.
You were thinking about Jenny?
Yeah.
Hey, that's nice.
Have you thought about a divorce?
Divorce? We're not even married yet.
I know. Well, that's the best time to think about it, before it's too late.
Where are you coming from, Pop?
Look, Lionel, one of these days, your old man's gonna be leaving.
You taking a vacation?
No. I mean, I'm gonna die.
Oh, hey, Pop, are you sick?
No, I don't mean right now. I mean someday.
Oh, well, we all gotta go sometime.
That's right. And remember, one day, all of this will be yours. Plus all of our stores.
Pop, why are you talking like this?
Because I want to make sure you and Jenny get off on the right foot.
Okay, how?
Well, for instance, you could get her to sign one of those prenuptial agreements.
What?
You know, so she can't get her hooks on the Jefferson Dough when you get divorced.
This is the dumbest, rottenest thing that you've ever said to...
Hold it, don't get mad.
But what do you expect me to get? Oh, yes, we are.
Now,
just forget it, understand?
What was Lionel shouting about?
Shouting? Huh. Okay, if you don't want to go to the movies, see if I can.
Hi. Was it something I said or something you ate?
What?
Well, you got steam coming out of your ears. Hey, what's the matter?
Look, Jenny, I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Okay. Hey, I saw the cutest little outfit today.
Do you know what he had the nerve to ask me? Who? Well, my father, of course. Jenny, why don't you listen to me?
Sorry.
He wanted me to get you to sign a pre-marriage agreement to stop you from getting your hands on my money.
Oh, but you don't have any money.
He means his money after he's dead. Jenny, that man makes me so damn mad.
Oh, come on. It's just another one of your father's dumb ideas. He should know I wouldn't sign such an agreement like that anyway.
Of course you wouldn't, because I'd never ask you to sign one. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even if you did ask me.
You're right. I'm getting angry over nothing. Mm. What do you mean you wouldn't sign it even if I did ask?
Well, just that. But it doesn't matter because you're not going to ask me, right?
Right. But only because I wouldn't ask, not because you'd tell me not to ask.
What?
I mean, the man in the marriage decides these things.
Oh. Oh, does that mean I have to do whatever you say, Mr. Macho?
It means if your husband asks you to do something, you ought to have enough faith in him to do it.
But what if he asked me to do something stupid?
Well, if you loved him enough, you wouldn't think it was stupid.
And I should obey him, just like that.
Just like that.
Well, I'm not going to sign your stupid agreement.
Because I'm not asking you to. But if I'd asked you to sign it, I have a right to expect you to trust me and to sign it.
Oh, no, no, you don't have any rights over this girl. I'm not a puppet. I'm not your puppet now, and I won't be your puppet when we're married. So go find some other strings to pull.
Okay, then you don't have to marry me just because I asked you.
That suits me fine.
Then the wedding's off?
Yeah, it's off.
Okay, here.
Jenny, what's going on in here? Tom? Tom?
I thought you said there was trouble.
There sure was the last time I saw.
Hi, Jenny. Is everything all right?
Fantastic!
Am I going crazy? A minute ago, you were in here practically hysterical.
Yeah, I was feeling down, but I feel all right now.
Jenny, I don't understand this.
Oh, come on, Mama. Come on now, get down.
Look, Jenny, your mother told me you were crying as though your heart was breaking.
Well, you know how Mama likes exaggerating. Come on, Pop, get down.
Exaggerate? I did not exaggerate. Something was going on between you and Ryan.
Yeah, well, nothing much. We had a disagreement, that's all.
That's all?
Yeah, but we came to an understanding.
You see, Helen, there's no problem.
What kind of understanding? Jenny, what kind of understanding?
The wedding is off.
What? Look here, Jenny. Tom, will you stop dancing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
She said the wedding is off.
What?
How can you act so calm?
Well, it ain't no big thing. We're calling it off, that's all.
You can't.
Helen, let me handle this.
But Tom...
I mean it, Helen. This is no time for female hysterics. You know how emotional you get. You can't even think straight. What we need here is a calm, rational approach.
Tom, she...
Helen, please.
Tom...
Thank you, Helen. Now, Jenny, I'm your father, and I love you. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
And you know I'd do anything to help you.
Yes.
You want to tell me what happened?
No.
All right, let me put it this way. I'm your father, and you're my daughter, and you're going to tell me what happened or else.
Oh, Daddy. Lionel and I are through. That's all. I personally think I'm very lucky that I found out that he was good. But I feel terrible.
Oh, honey, honey. Oh, oh, please don't cry. I can't stand to see you cry.
I can't help it.
I didn't mean to upset you.
But it's not you.
Oh, yes, it is. I come in here to help you, and I'm no help at all. I start shouting and demanding. Oh, God, I'm a lousy father.
Daddy, please don't.
I can't help it.
You're not a lousy father. You're the best father in the whole world.
Well, Lord knows I try.
Believe me, you're just being here has really helped me a lot.
Thank you, Jenny. You've made me feel a lot better.
Daddy.
Hmm?
I thought you wanted to hear what happened.
Oh, of course. That's what I came in here for. Oh, my dear, what happened?
Lionel, he started acting super macho, you know? I'm the man and you're the woman, so if I say you do it, you do it. Well, I told him I don't want that kind of marriage.
I don't blame you. That doesn't sound like Lionel. How did all this start?
Well, I told him I wouldn't sign a prenuptial agreement.
A prenuptial agreement?
Yeah, that's that contract you signed.
Oh, I know what it is, dear. But where did he get that idea from?
His father!
I might have known George Jefferson would be at the bottom of this. Well, this time he's gone too far. You hear me, Jenny? Too far!
Hey, calm down. You're getting angry.
I am not angry. When I get angry, my nostrils flare. Do you see my nostrils flaring?
Yeah, I can see clear up to your sinuses.
Then it's out of my control. For 3 years I've taken all that man's insults, all of his stupid honky jokes, but no more. I've had it, you hear me? I've had it.
Daddy, you said you were going to be calm and rational.
I am calm and I am rational. Don't tell me I'm not rational, damn it. Helen, I think my foot's broken.
How'd you do that?
I didn't do it. George Jefferson did.
You stop all that blowing, you're making waves in my suit.
I don't understand you, George. Lionel and Jenny have broken up, and you just sit there.
What do you want me to do, stand up and eat my soup?
If you keep talking smart, you're going to take a swim in that soup.
What do you want from me, Weez?
The wedding is off. Aren't you going to do anything about it?
Sure I am. I'm going to cancel my wedding suit and save me $300.
See you later.
Lionel, aren't you going to eat something?
I'm not hungry.
Oh, wait. Shouldn't we talk a little more?
Well, there's nothing more to talk about. I mean, Jenny and I through, and that's it.
I still can't understand it, Lionel. How could you break up a marriage over something you weren't going to do in the first place? Over a silly maybe.
Ain't nothing silly about maybe. Because you never know when a maybe's going to turn into a sure thing.
You are not making sense.
Oh, yes, I am. Remember the day when you said, maybe I'm pregnant, and I said that was silly? Well, didn't that maybe turn into Lionel?
Well, there's no maybe about him now. He's acting just as crazy as his father.
Oh, now look, Ma. I mean, you may as well face it. Jenny and I are through, and that's it.
Couldn't you go up and tell Jenny you were sorry? After all...
No, she's broke it off. Now, why didn't she come to me? After all, I've got my pride.
Pride, huh? You try sleeping with that for the rest of your life.
Don't be meddling, Weezy. Lionel's a big boy now. Just let him live his own life.
Not until I talk some sense into him.
You've talked enough already. Now, no more talking, and that's it.
That's it? Just like that?
Just like that, because I am your husband, and what I say goes.
Oh, really?
You better believe it, woman.
I told you never to call me woman.
woman. Now you are asking.
Didn't you hear what I said?
George,
I said no more talking about.
So what are you talking about?
Me? Look, just
Lionel. He's gone.
What do you expect? Me? Don't listen to me. You drove him out of the house.
Jenny.
Don't talk to me.
I have to talk to you.
Well, I don't have to listen.
Neither do I. Look, Jenny, I just want to say one thing. I was wrong.
Now, look, just because you've got me stuck in an elevator doesn't mean that I have... Did you say you was wrong?
Please, I'm in a hurry. I'm meeting my wife downstairs.
Sir, this is very important. Our whole lives depend on it.
Well, how long will it take to fix your lives? Because my wife doesn't like to be kept waiting.
Not very long. Jenny, you know all that stuff I said upstairs about the husband being the boss and making all the decisions? Forget it. From now on, we're going to make all our decisions together. Equal partners all the way.
What made you change your mind?
I just saw the future and it didn't work.
What?
Well, let's just say my father opened my eyes for me.
Oh, wasn't that nice of him? But, I mean, aren't you afraid you're not going to get your way when we're married?
I'd rather have my woman than my way.
Sorry, your wife.
No! Let her wait.
Why are you all picking on me? It ain't my fault.
Well, it's
right. Where do you get the idea that she's who do you think you are? Jane Paul Getty? You think that my daughter is after your money, your... Did you see what I saw?
What happened?
The wedding is on again.
Oh, wonderful. Good.
Yeah, we realized it was a silly argument. Oh.
But we are going to sign a prenuptial agreement.
You are?
Why? Because it isn't a bad idea.
You hear that? Now maybe some people will shut up before they start talking.
We haven't gotten it written down yet, but we've already decided on the main points.
That's my boy.
First, we're going to respect each other.
And we're going to trust each other.
And we're going to try and live our lives without telling others how to live theirs.
Is that it?
That's it.
What about the money?
Hey, drop it, Pop. Now, I don't want to blow my top again like I did this afternoon.
Sure, forget it a minute.
Not so fast. Did I hear right, George? Lionel got mad when you brought up that agreement?
I almost went through the roof.
Oh, well, in that case, George, don't you have something to do?
Oh, we have...
Now.
I just want to say I'm happy to welcome you all into the family.
Oh, George,
look,
I just...
Let's just get this over with, okay? Okay, Weezy?
Not quite, George.
Recorded on tape in front of a studio